This is Narrow News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for June 3rd, 2011. I'm Jim Campbell with the last installment this week of our abbreviated AeroCast coverage as Paul Plack continues to take a well-deserved break from the usual insanity hereabouts at ANN. But I'll bet you're going to be glad to see the pros get back to work, eh? Hey, watch where you're pointing that thing. The FAA released a legal interpretation which finds that directing a laser beam into an aircraft cockpit could interfere with a flight crew performing its duties while operating an aircraft, a violation of the FARs. In the past, the FAA has taken enforcement action under this regulation against passengers physically on board an aircraft who interfere with crew members. This interpretation, however, reflects the fact that pointing a laser at an aircraft from the ground could seriously impair a pilot's vision and interfere with the flight crew's ability to safely handle its responsibilities. The maximum civil penalty the FAA can impose on an individual for violating the FARs and prohibit the interfering with a flight crew is some $11,000 per violation. Ouch. NASA has sent its last shuttle, Atlantis, out to the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center this week so it can prepare for the final launch of the shuttle program in July. The familiar ritual of rolling a massive shuttle from the vehicle assembly building on a slow journey along a stone-covered crawler path was a powerful symbol to the thousands of NASA employees who gathered to watch it go. Atlantis's mission, STS-135, is set to launch on July 8th toward the ISS and will be the last journey by a U.S. shuttle. The end of the U.S. shuttle program leaves Russia as the only nation capable of carrying astronauts into space until a replacement U.S. vehicle can be built, or, for that matter, the folks at SpaceX receive the go-ahead for the Falcon 9/Dragon combo. A B-25, well-known in France for its airshow appearances, has gone down southeast of Paris, but fortunately both the pilot and co-pilot were able to escape uninjured. B-25 Fox Alpha Zulu Zulu uniform, serial number 44-58811, suffered an engine fire Tuesday. The right engine caught fire shortly after takeoff, and after shutting off the fuel to that engine, the crew reportedly kept it running to exhaust the fuel in the lines as they searched for a suitable site to put the bird down. That site turned out to be an open field. The aircraft landed wheels up and reportedly cut some electrical lines as it went down. While the crew was able to escape uninjured, the aircraft suffered substantial damage. You've heard of snakes on a plane, right? Well, the snakes might have been able to take care of this particular problem, as a Qantas Boeing 767 was grounded this week when flight attendants discovered 5 rats in the cabin just before the passengers were allowed to board. The baby rodents were discovered in the emergency medical equipment storage area, and a spokesman for the airline has said that they have no idea how the rats came to be on board. She said there was no record of such an event occurring in the past, and the passengers booked on the Sydney to Brisbane flight were transferred to another aircraft. Inspectors found no damage to the airplane's wiring system, and it was returned to service within 2 days. There, of course, is no word on the fate of the rats. You can find full versions of these and so many other stories in text form at www.aero-news.net. Paul will be back this Monday and relieve you of the pain of having to listen to my drivel, and no one is happier about that than I, even though I've oft been reminded that I have the right face for audio production. Ouch. Any rate, I'm Jim Campbell. Thanks for putting up with me this week, but like George Bush, I'm sure you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Maybe, kinda, sorta, never mind. Now go out and fly something. If you don't, I will. Take care.